JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Well, this is the fact that it was a timed event or something else that happened between Adam and Gina. Let's get to date 'em or dump 'em.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's date 'em or dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Adam.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, we're good, man. So give us a rundown of you and Gina, how you guys met, what you guys ended up doing, and we'll try to decipher things and hopefully figure out what went wrong.
Cool. Well, so we actually met online, and then we just met up for some drinks.
Okay.
And it was pretty interesting because she was pretty direct after we met, you know, and she said that she could only stay for an hour. And when she said she had to go, I didn't really think anything of it, you know?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, I just racked my brain trying to figure out what went wrong. And
sure.
I don't know. I just can't come up with a single thing, you know? I mean, it was an hour, right? So did anything really go wrong in that amount of time?
Did she have like a timer on her phone going like, okay, we have exactly 1 hour?
It wasn't really a timer per se, but she was like, I got to go, you know, at the time. And so she was like, I got to go.
Okay.
And then, so you just like haven't heard from her at all?
No. She, you know, hasn't texted me back or anything. I mean, look, I go out a lot. I meet a lot of different women. You know, I know I've got a shot when I do, and I could say she was having a great time. I mean, she was laughing at damn near everything I said, and it looked like she was totally into me. Even this, she left, she hugged me, said goodbye, and I said I'd hit her up later, and it was great. And like I said, I texted her a couple of times, and nada, and then back.
So she set herself a timer to make sure she was out of there exactly an hour after.
I mean, that's weird in general.
That's super weird.
Unless she's got like a babysitter with some kids at home. Or
maybe she's got another date. Like we had that happen before on the show where somebody actually was on two dates in one night.
She could have had, I don't know, some like baking goods cooking in her oven at home that she had to go get.
We have exactly.
I've got cupcakes.
Sound like things are going good. I just don't have any indication, you know,
and
why not?
And your conversation, like you said, your conversation was good with her. You guys had a pretty good rapport.
Yeah, we had a really good rapport. I mean, she was, like I said, she was laughing at damn near everything I said. So you don't do that if you ain't having a good time.
Maybe. Right. Right.
Or Coriel's really good at fake laughing. I mean, that's a thing.
I don't know.
Almost every joke JP tells, she's like,
we can't tell if that's her real or her fake laugh right there. We don't know what that is.
Some people, especially when you're dating, are actively trying to find somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe they've gotten kind of good at the old pity giggle. I'm sorry. I'm not saying that that's the case.
The pity giggle. That's
funny. But it is an option.
I've not heard that before.
That's a pity giggle could be a thing.
Okay.
I think you're right.
All right. Well.
Could be.
Ooh. I love hearing that.
What we'll do, Adam, is we will call Gina for her. We'll try to get her on the phone to talk and see if we can sort this out. In best case scenario, we'd be more than willing to pay for you guys to go on a dinner date and see where this goes.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
All right, and what you've heard so far from Adam, what do you think went wrong between him and Gina and their timed event, a.k.a. the date?
Get your guesses in now. Facebook, X, Instagram, KZKX969. And GIF form, as we say, is the best form.
It's date 'em or dump 'em.
Now the conclusion to date 'em or dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And if you're just joining us, it's Adam who's looking for another date with Gina. They met together. They met online, met up for drinks. She had exactly 1 hour to hang out with him because she had somewhere else to be.
60 minutes.
And
no,
can he be a 60-minute man or not? Then she had to go. They had a hug at the end. He said, "I'll hit you up later." She said, "Great." Now she's not responded to anything he has sent her, and would like us to track Gina down and see about getting another date.
Hello.
Hi, is this Gina?
Yeah, this is Gina.
Gina, hi. It's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Are you kidding me?
Nope, no kidding here.
No kidding.
How are you?
Good. Wait, are you guys calling me for date 'em or dump 'em?
Yes, we are.
Yeah,
yes?
We heard you're dating and dumping.
There's a dude that you went on a date with, and you have not returned his call. Any clue who that might be?
Is it a guy named Adam?
Yeah, yes, it is. Adam was the one who reached out to us about you guys' exactly one-hour date.
I am dying to find out why you timed this thing out like this.
Yeah, why did you time
it out? Are they kidding, Giggles?
wait. No, what did he... Okay, so what did he tell you guys?
Well, he told us that you guys... That you had a specific amount of time. You had an hour, and that's it. Yeah. And you guys met up for drinks. You guys had a great conversation. He said that you laughed at damn near everything he said that was funny. At the end of the date, you guys hugged goodbye, and he said he'd hit you up later, and you said great, and now you're not responding to him.
Okay, so given that he called you kind of proves that he's clueless, and I'm kind of glad. Okay, the reason it was only an hour, like, I legit had a birthday to go to that night. And I could have come late, you know, I could have stayed a little bit longer with him, but I'm glad that I bailed when I did.
So what happened?
Like, he was fine conversation-wise, and he's, like, a good-looking guy, I guess. It was when we were getting, nothing, like, there wasn't anything wrong, like, during, you know, when we were hanging out for the hour.
Okay.
But when it came to saying goodbye, I gave him a hug, and when he, like, pulls away from our hug, he, like, stares at my chest, and he says, and I quote, "Damn, girl, then is real sweet." Damn.
Whoa. All right.
And I was like, is this a comment? I don't know. It was just so uncomfortable, and it was really awkward.
Was he trying to be funny and saying like that ironically, or did he, like, seem as if he was actually saying that to try to...
I don't know. Like, it burns in my brain, and I can't... hear it.
Wow.
I don't know, like, he clearly was thinking about it the whole time, and I don't know if it just came out or what, but it was so inappropriate and so ridiculous, and it gave me the ick.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I know.
If you don't think that that was his humor, and he said that knowing that it's so cringy, like, as a joke. If you don't think that that's the case, that, like, he actually was meaning to really be doing something there, like, thought he was actually doing something.
Like, that was a move?
Like, that was a move.
Is that his move, man? Wow.
Then I can see where you might have, fallen ill with the ick.
Let's find out from the guy, since you know, Gina. Oh, Adam's sitting on the phone listening in. Adam, why the hell would you say that to her?
Totally, like, my bad, because I literally legit, like, had no clue that I said that out loud. Like, seriously. Seriously. But full disclosure here, guys. Gina, they're pretty impressive, and it was absolutely a compliment.
So you thought this out on accident?
I guess I did, man.
I guess, like, thank you. I don't believe you didn't mean to say it. I think you regret saying it. You thought, I don't know, maybe things were going along better. But, I don't know, my inner monologue was like, them is like...
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
That's such a weird thing to say.
No, that's just funny. Yeah. Like, that's super funny. It stinks because... There's, like, all sorts of, like, you know, like, you see online, like, funny videos where they say something along those lines and it's funny.
Right.
But this is not that situation, obviously. I don't know. It's such a weird thing, too, because I'm sure if you would have been, like, hugged him and been like, "Damn, bro, that's one juicy booty you got," because he's a guy, he'd have been like, "Sweet. Okay.
Sweet.
Maybe."
Right.
It's such a weird thing. But I totally agree with you that that's icky and gross, like what he said.
Truly, like, inner monologue. Like, I don't know how many times people have accidentally or purposely word vomited what they were thinking versus just keeping it to themselves.
I'm just thinking about all the experiences of being out of the bars, like, single life me.
Yeah.
This stuff, like, can be funny if you're doing it as a joke and you're, like, meaning to actually just make that person cringe and acknowledge that, you know, at least that that's crazy.
Right.
It does not work, really.
No,
a little more subtlety. Yeah.
It's okay, but this is like a back to the drawing board type of thing.
Right,
you know?
Right. He did mean this as a compliment. It wasn't the best compliment.
He meant to be complimentary.
No. Well, but it wasn't even. I like that he said it wasn't supposed to be out loud, but it was.
The intrusive thoughts.
I mean, it's one of those things. Sometimes you have, like, an inner monologue where you hear your voice and your inner monologue, but then you outer monologue and it's no bueno.
And then all of a sudden, people on the outside are, like, reacting to your inner monologue, and you're like uh-oh. Yeah.
Wait, did I say that out loud?
My inner monologue outered.
Man.
Oh, no.
Now that you've heard his explanation, Gina, would you be willing to go on another date? We'd be willing to pay for dinner for you guys to go out. Or are you still just like, yeah, no, I'm good, and you're just going
to
ghost?
If he promises to keep a lid on it?
I mean, I guess because it was a kind of, it was super awkward for both of us. like, we could try again. Because it was only an hour, and right. I was just a little weirded out by it.
Oh, I feel like you guys are going to go on another date.
I'll give it a try.
You're going to go on another date, and as you're leaving the second time, he's just going to look at you and be like, man, I hope I have as nice a day as that butt. Damn it, again! No! No! And you're going to be like, what? Nothing. What?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Nothing!
Adam, she's willing to go out again. Would you like to go out with Gina, and we'll pay for dinner?
Absolutely, and I'm still on that butt line, by the way.
No, yeah. Kidding.
Yeah.
Gosh, dang.
All right.
All smart. Those curves and me with no breaks. You know, like,
wow.
That kind of, you could just.
I just bumped my tooth on the mic. God, you got me good at that one.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Well, hey, Gina, thanks for taking our call. Adam, thanks for getting a hold of us. Thanks, both of you, for listening to the show and being on. And we'll take care of dinner for you guys to go out again. Yeah, Nick?
Can I give you one last one as a parting gift for you guys? Coryell, you can use this on your boyfriend when you get home.
Okay, can't wait.
Just be like, hey, Jackson, are you from the ghetto? And he goes, why? Because I want a ghetto hold of that ass.
Okay.
Yeah! Let's go!
Wake up, y'all. Start my just puts me in a good mood in the morning.
Puts me in a great mood
every morning.
They're Nebraska's #1 morning show.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.